You're listening to Apricity by Millie Wilcox. Chapter 12. Do you have a minute? Why did the week feel so long? For some reason, it just dragged on. On Thursday after lunch, Stephanie sat down to work on schoolwork. She was going to watch Chris's lecture from the night before, but she got distracted. She clicked on the link for his recorded lectures, then she noticed a link to the side of the page for his other classes. She clicked on it and scrolled down until she found the lecture from his advanced class that meets right after hers. She selected Monday's lecture and hit play. She didn't realize she had access to his other classes' recordings, or she would have watched it sooner. Chris got up and started class like usual. Then he pulled his phone out of his pocket and glanced at it. He smiled and put it back in his pocket and started talking again. A moment later, he took his phone back out. He smiled and rubbed his beard as he read it. He put his phone back in his pocket and started writing on the whiteboard. He stopped for a moment, but he did not get his phone out again. He finished writing, then he asked the class to get out paper and pencil and solve the problem. He walked over to the front corner of the classroom and sat at his desk. He was almost off camera, but not quite. He pulled out his phone and looked at it. He smiled, then he put his hand over his eyes for a moment. Was he crying? Stephanie couldn't quite tell on the video. Chris opened a drawer on his desk and put his phone in it. Then he got up and cleared his throat and asked if anyone had the answer. After that, he was a mess. He kept losing his train of thought or writing something down wrong. Stephanie felt bad, but she couldn't help thinking it was adorable. At 2:40, right on schedule, the bus pulled up and the kids walked up the walk. The sunshine had returned, and it was a warm day again. Stephanie hugged each of the kids.
Mom, why are you smiling?
Emery asked. Why shouldn't I be smiling? It's a nice day, and the sun is shining, Stephanie answered.
You're weird,
Levi said. I love you too, Levi, Stephanie replied. Stephanie's phone rang. It was Chris. She anxiously answered. Hello?
Hey, do you have a minute to talk?
He asked. She hesitated. The kids were all talking. Emery was starting to tell Stephanie about something that happened on the bus. Levi was kicking Caleb's cars across the floor, and Caleb was whining.
Hey, stop!
Just a sec, Stephanie said to Emery. Kay, yes, go, she said to Chris.
Okay, so I met with...
Matthew started screaming. Hold on a sec, Stephanie said. Levi was now kicking Matthew's toys across the floor. Levi, please leave them alone, she scolded. Kay, you were saying?
So I had a meeting.
Chris continued, but he didn't get very far before Levi let out an ear-splitting scream. Apparently Levi had not stopped kicking Matthew's toys, and Matthew bit him hard on the leg. Oh, baby, we don't bite! That's no! Stephanie shouted. Matthew started crying. Stephanie bent down to lift Levi's pant leg. He was still wailing. Serves you right, you know. Oh boy, Levi, go put some ice on it. Emery tapped on Stephanie's shoulder while she was still bent over.
Is it my turn to talk yet, Mom? I waited a long time.
Stephanie took a breath. She could hardly think over Matthew's crying, Caleb's whining, and Levi, who was now shouting as he stomped into the kitchen to get some ice.
Matthew, you big, meany mean! I hate you so much!
She put the phone back to her ear and plugged her other ear. Are you still there? She asked. Chris chuckled on the other line.
We can talk later.
I'm sorry, it's just a really bad time of day.
I get it. Talk to you later.
Bye, Stephanie said over all the din. Stephanie was incredibly disappointed, but she didn't have much time to think about it, as Matthew was now going in with his teeth bared towards Caleb's arm. Matthew, no bite! She yelled. Matthew stopped and began bawling again. It was another crazy afternoon. The first moment when Stephanie could hear herself think again was when the kids sat down and started stuffing their faces with peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for dinner. She knew Chris would be in class by now, but it didn't matter anyway, because the quiet only lasted 30 seconds. After coercing the kids to do their chores, Charlotte asked,
Mom, did you get a poster board for my project tomorrow?
What poster board? Stephanie asked.
Mom, I told you forever ago.
Oh, shoot, I forgot. You need to remind me about these things.
Well, I need it tomorrow,
Charlotte insisted. Stephanie looked at the clock. She had just enough time to run to the store before putting the kids to bed. I will be right back, she said, grabbing her car keys. I'm not going to bring anyone with me. It will be a quick trip. Just keep them all alive, Stephanie said to Charlotte. Trey is getting a ride home from practice. He may beat me home.
Okay, Mom, hurry.
Stephanie rushed out the door and drove to Walmart. She was able to get in and out surprisingly quick. They had one poster board left. She couldn't believe her luck. She got back out to the minivan and turned the key. The van clicked, and then nothing happened. She turned the key again. It clicked again. No! She tried one more time. This time, it didn't even make a clicking sound. Crap! She hit her palm against the steering wheel. She looked at her phone. It was 8:05. The kids would start to self-destruct soon. She thought for a moment, and then she pulled up Chris's number. She stared at her phone for a long moment, trying to decide if she should call him. Then she shut her eyes and hit call. He didn't answer. Now what? Stephanie said out loud to herself. She put her head down on the steering wheel. Then she said a quick prayer that the car would start. She turned the key. Again, nothing happened. Her phone rang and she jumped. It was Chris. Hey, she answered.
Hey, sorry I was talking with a student.
Chris explained. You're fine, Stephanie said.
So, do you have a minute to talk now?
Chris asked. No, I actually was wondering, Stephanie stammered. So actually my van died and I'm stranded at Walmart. As she said it, Stephanie began to silently panic. What if he had been calling her earlier to tell her that he never wanted to talk to her again?
Oh, which Walmart?
Chris asked encouragingly.
I can come pick you up. Well, not like pick you up, but you know what I mean.
Stephanie laughed. That would be great. I'm at the Walmart on 10th.
Okay.
Okay, Stephanie echoed.
So I'll see you in a bit.
Thank you. Stephanie had not even hung up yet when a call came through from Charlotte. Hey, what's up?
Mom, when are you coming home?
As soon as I can. The van won't start. Chris is picking me up. I should be there in 30 minutes or less.
Chris, I thought he wasn't your friend anymore.
We'll talk later, Kay, Stephanie said tiredly.
Okay.
Kay, bye.
Bye.
A while later, Chris called again.
I'm here. Where are you at?
I'm in aisle 9, near the pharmacy entrance, Stephanie informed him. Stephanie got out and stood behind her minivan as Chris pulled up behind her. He hopped out of his SUV. Stephanie was so happy to see him, she wanted to hug him. She didn't, of course. Chris put his hands in his pockets.
Do you have jumper cables? We could try jumping it.
No, I don't, Stephanie replied.
I'm sure Walmart has some. We could go buy some,
Chris suggested. No, my kids are going to start melting down soon. Could you maybe just drive me home? Stephanie asked. Even though Chris looked like he was in a good mood, she still worried he was going to tell her no, that he could get in a lot of trouble for taking her home, and that he shouldn't even be talking to her.
Okay,
Chris said cheerfully. Stephanie smiled with relief. She almost forgot the poster board and had to turn back and unlock the van to get it. After she put the poster board in the back of the SUV, she opened the passenger door and climbed in. Chris climbed into the driver's seat and smiled at Stephanie. Why are you looking at me like that? She asked. He shook his head and put the car in drive.
So I met with the...
He started to say. Stephanie's phone rang. It was Trey. Hello, Stephanie answered.
Hey, Mom, where did you go?
I went to the store, she said impatiently. I'll be back soon. Just don't let anyone die while I'm gone.
Okay, bye.
Trey hung up. Stephanie put her phone down and looked at Chris intently. Sorry, she said.
It's fine,
he continued.
So?
Stephanie's phone rang. It was Charlotte. Hello, Stephanie said annoyed.
Mom, Trey said he's in charge.
Charlotte whined. Charlotte, I don't care who's in charge. Just keep people alive for like 15 more minutes, okay?
But Mom...
Charlotte, Stephanie snapped. Seriously, just leave me alone for 2 seconds, okay?
Fine.
Charlotte hung up the phone. Stephanie let out an annoyed sigh. Ugh. Then she looked at Chris and smiled. Sorry, she whispered. Chris chuckled.
It's okay. So...
He paused, waiting to see if he was going to be able to talk this time. Stephanie's phone was sitting quietly on her lap. Chris continued.
So I had requested a meeting today with the department head.
Stephanie's phone rang. It said Jason Wren and had the familiar picture. Chris looked down at the phone. Stephanie moaned, I'm sorry. Hello, she seethed. What do you need? Someone better be dying.
Mom, can I have 10 more minutes of screen time?
Levi whined. Yes, yes, please have 10 more minutes and let everyone else play too. And tell everyone not to call me for 5 minutes. Can I just have 5 minutes, okay? Can you please do that for me?
Sure, Mom.
Levi said happily and hung up the phone. Stephanie had not even told Chris to go on yet when Trey called. What do you want? She hollered as she answered the call.
What? Jeez. I'm just calling to see what time you're getting home.
Just a few minutes, Stephanie snapped. Can you please tell everyone to stop calling me unless there is an emergency, please? Stephanie opened her eyes really wide like a crazy person as she ended the call. Then she took a breath and turned to Chris. In case you were wondering, yes, it is always like this. He laughed.
Do all your kids have their own phones?
Heavens, no, Stephanie replied. Trey has a phone. Charlotte has a watch with limited functions. We have Jason's old phone as a backup that the kids like to use.
I was wondering why Jason had called,
Chris confessed.
I was beginning to question everything.
Stephanie laughed. So what did you and the department head talk about?
Well,
Chris's face went serious.
So there are pretty strict regulations about instructor-student relations.
He rubbed his neck. Stephanie swallowed. And?
Well, at first she thought I was this other guy in the department who just got divorced, like 2 weeks ago, and I nearly lost my job right then and there.
Stephanie started to get a pit in her stomach. What did you say?
Well, I told her the whole story. I figured it was better to be upfront about it.
He sighed. And what did she say? Chris stopped at a red light. He turned and stared soberly into Stephanie's eyes.
Well, her exact words were...
Stephanie held her breath.
She said, "Don't you dare."
Stephanie shut her eyes. She knew he was going to say that. Why did she let herself get her hopes up? Chris was still talking.
Let her get away.
Wait, what did she say? Stephanie snapped her eyes open.
She said, "Don't you dare let her get away."
Chris repeated, smiling at her. It took Stephanie a moment to process what he said. She blinked at him. Wait, seriously? He nodded and smiled. Stephanie blinked again. Her heart felt like it might explode. She had a rush of mixed emotions flood into her. She was so happy and excited and scared and so full of sorrow for Jason that she started crying. She couldn't help it. Chris looked worried.
Only if that's what you want. I don't mean to be pushy.
Stephanie laughed through her tears. No, you're not being pushy. That's what I do, remember? Chris pulled into Stephanie's driveway. Charlotte came out the door with Matthew on her hip. She was followed by Emery, then Levi. A moment later, Caleb came out the door. As they walked towards the car, Stephanie locked the doors.
So?
Chris asked, looking nervous.
Look, I know it's not going to be easy. We are both still grieving and working through our own issues. I just...
Stephanie nodded and smiled through her tears. The kids were standing outside the passenger door now, waiting for Stephanie to get out of the car. That is, if you can handle all of this, she gestured towards the kids.
I'll do my best,
he said. Stephanie wiped her tears. Okay, so are we, like, dating now? The word dating seemed so strange to use. Dating was for young people. It certainly wasn't for middle-aged people with kids. Chris smiled and rubbed his beard.
If that's what you want.
He stared into her eyes. It felt really strange. Half of Stephanie screamed, "Stop looking at me like that! Only Jason is allowed to look at me that way." The other half of her wanted to fall into his gaze, into his arms, and just let him hold her safe. Levi tapped on the window.
Hey, Mom, can I have ice cream?
No, Stephanie said exasperatedly. She turned back to Chris and said, "Thanks for the ride." She took a breath to prepare herself, and then she got out of the car. The kids all swarmed her, and Charlotte handed her a crying Matthew. As they walked to the house, Chris pulled out of the driveway. Once they were inside, everyone started talking and fussing at once. Charlotte said,
"Mom, where's my poster board?"
"Oh, shoot," Stephanie exclaimed. "I left it in Chris's car."